Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Apex Legend Tips and Tricks. I'm your host, Isaac Wilder. And guys, welcome back, everybody. We're here to take a look at the newest update, the newest story from the Outlands, and the newest cosmetic and heirloom. So this will be fun. The LGS final ended already, just so know you guys a little bit of update. I'm gonna be breaking this down in another episode. A very disappointing ending. They called all the Apex Legend players. They're doing a replay right now, which is disappointing to me. A big disappointment that we didn't get to watch it live as it was going on. So, but yeah, well, you can get you can rewatch it again. So it's available. It's available now, so you can rewatch it on Twitch and all over in the YouTube channel. But yeah, the new update is here. But first, let's take a look at the story first. Okay, guys? Let's take a look at the story, and then we can break down the update. Let's go.
Okay, no, I can't be. Mary, calm yourself. It might not be a loop, but if it is... Unless it's a different loop.
Hi, Doctor. Nice blueprint. You designed one of Duardo's things?
Nay. But I. The plaque says Duardo's relic was unearthed decades ago. On the other side of the bloody galaxy, no less. The thing is, Rowena, dear, I dreamt it up a week ago. This exact thing. Which can only mean... it works.
What works?
Time travel, darling. Oh, bloody time travel.
Delaga, does that mean you'll be reunited with your son soon?
I don't know. Oh, wait, just using it could create a temporal paradox. No, those aren't good.
You wouldn't let anything bad happen. And if it's for family, isn't any risk worth it?
Aye. Oh, you've a good heart, pet. Now, I could build it, but... some elements are, shall we say, a wee bit totally hypothetical.
Why not enter that contest the Syndicate is putting on? Top prize is a trophy, and the winner gets to choose one thing from Duardo Silva's private collection.
Really? Well, hardly the only timely coincidence today, though, is it? All right, then. I'll win it. For Newton.
It's a very interesting coincidence how all the legends already know about each other's life when they recently just entered the game. I just find that a little bit hilarious. But yeah, and the next story is in 20 days, probably about Octane and Horizon, because it looks like there's two here, slash lines. So yeah, I'm excited for that one. One of the things they said, a new game that... new game that Octavius created, and I thought that was interesting. Maybe it's a new game that may come in the future. Also, Mad Maggie. Guys, Mad Maggie. Is unlocked for free. So go do the quest. So it's Fuse. Mad Maggie and Rampart. So all the legends will basically be available until the end of the season. So here's your chance to jump in, complete the quest, and earn those legends if you want. Let's take a look at the event here. So we got care package. Here, if you buy and purchase it, you get free items. This is where you get this skin. You get this holo spray. You get this fuse emotes, which seems pretty cool. I like it. It's not bad. It's not too bad. It's not too bad, guys. I actually think it's pretty cool. And then finally, the ending, you get this death box at the end of the event. It looks like a decent Xbox. It's a mythic Xbox, so it looks pretty cool. These eventually, it will cost you about $700. So just so you guys know, it's pretty, like, really crazy expensive event. I've seen people buy it. I've seen the game is decent. I mean, we got this outfits, this Revenant outfit. It looks like he's floating in the air. It's cool. We got a ballistic outfit. It's nice. I love the jacket. Horizon. Oh, hey, Space Mom. And then Blood Hondo. Very nice vest. Love it. Mad Maggie outfit looks nice. We got Lifeline. They all look from Murder Mysteries from Death in the Nile. Golden weapons for the G7 Scout. And then we got another gold weapon to the 3030 skin. Another one for the R301, sorry. Another one for the Karst MG. Gold skin for the EVA 8 skin. And then Volt. I actually want this Volt skin. I might see if I can get the event, guys. And then they have this skin for the Wingman. And then final one for the Nemesis. These skins, you cannot buy them one by one anymore. You have to buy them by the whole pack or open a treasure pack and you will earn one of those skins. So it is a little disappointing, guys. I'm a little frustrated with the decision. But yeah, and then here you get earn free rewards. You can either gain star, frame, hollow sprays, a chest, Apex pack, or a Horizon skin, which looks okay. But yeah, I am a little disappointed. And then let's take a look at the heirloom here, guys. Look at this baby. Look at this. It's nice heirloom. This is like the best event, but not the best moment to launch an event like this when the whole game is glitching. This is such a cool event, I have to say. It's nice. It's nice heirloom. Looks decent. I like the color. So apparently in the future, you will be able to get different colors of this heirloom. So don't worry, a different color ones will come in the future. This is not the only color that it's going to come with, just so you guys know. Let's take out the item shop. I like this. I like all of these. Yeah. We got a Loba emote, which a frame, Loba pose, I mean. Gibraltar pose as well. This is good. And as we go up, we got more skins, Mad Maggie skins that you can share. We got more skins for Crypto and a new emote, which looks pretty cool. I like it. Another Loba skin, pretty decent skin that I really enjoy. And then, yeah, the event, you can buy the event pack, and yeah, that's pretty much it for, and then you can get the heirloom, not the Atkins heirloom is on the top here, so you can unlock it, and that seems pretty decent, everything, and then we got a new game mode, the lockdown, so let's give it a shot, guys. I want to give it a shot here. The robot walks away. Bye. My game is freezing and glitching right now, and nothing's working right now, but I played an earlier game. I'm gonna post it at the end of this, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Sad that I didn't get to play Lockdown, and I'm pretty disappointed, but I did get to play it earlier, but I'm sorry I didn't get to react to it like you guys wanted. But I'll hopefully play a game next week or sometime in the far future. Or sometime in the next couple of days. My reaction to the trailer. For now, enjoy this one. But before I leave here, I just want to look at how your points. So this is points to victory. If you want to know how to earn, so in the as you're playing, there's these flags you have to capture, and throughout that you have to earn points, and here are the points. So first earn zone, you get 15 points. Hold zone for 3 seconds, you earn 5 points. Zone capture, you earn 25 points. Last standing zone capture, you earn 50 points. Kill enemies earn you 5 points. Kill enemies from zone earns you 10 points. And kill enemies in the lead is 15 points. So those are how much points you earn. And then sometimes the zone, if you capture for so long, it will, at the end of it, it will spawn gold weapons for you to pick up in the game and use it against your enemy. So that's your rewards. The game mode lockdown is better. I like it a lot, and I think this is a game that should keep a lot for a lot longer. So guys, thank you so much. Enjoy this gameplay. Until next time, guys, I'll see you in the next episode. And don't give up on Apex, guys. Enjoy Apex. Apex will get better in the future. That's all I say. Until I don't say it anymore. If I don't say it anymore, that's your time to give up. But for now, guys, keep playing Apex. Until next time, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.
Now I just need to get there.
Can't make an omelet without breaking a few spines, eh?
Charging on my shield.
attaching my shields, cousin.
Back in action, dear. Recharging shields.
Recharging.
Recharging on my shields.
You are the Apex Champions.